tell us back in the 50s what you did when you first came on.
I was working midnight shift, which I preferred because I was going to school, in a two-man car downtown. We had just switched to a one-man car system throughout the city except in the downtown area. At that time, the police training program was one day a week, Saturday, 8 hours a day, and it was an ongoing thing because we didn't hire people en masse. We hired them one at a time, and as an officer was hired, he'd work his 40 hours, go to school on Saturday, or if he happened to be working on Saturday, that would be his work day. It was ongoing, so you could jump in and be in the middle of the training program, but you had to go through the complete cycle until you'd gone through all of the Saturday classes. That was one of the problems that occurred when the election in 1955, and Jay Jones became police and fire commissioner. He abolished that program. There was no training at all then for probably a year or 18 months until the new regime took over, new city administration even.
Any stories in the 50s or in the 60s that you might think of?
I was working, as I said, in a two-man car with Officer John Averett 2 days a week and Officer Hugh Greer. When John was 2 days off, I worked with Hugh Greer. Interesting stories with each of them. Just shortly after the first of the year, into 1956, it snowed really deeply, and the watch commander told us, don't have wrecks, go out in the street and make your rounds, and if you see something important, take care of it, but don't drive very much and don't cause a wreck. Well, we were making our rounds. At that time, 11th Street was Highway 66. We were just south of 11th and Main. A guy turned off 11th Street toward us, stopped beside the car and was asking John for directions. I was just sitting there listening to John and looking north on Main Street. It was probably 12:30, 1 o'clock, bars closed at 12. And I saw two guys come out of the bar that used to be on the northeast corner of 10th and Main. And they got in the car and drove north. They didn't turn their lights on. Kind of strange. When John took care of a business with the tourist who needed directions, I told him about it. And he said, well, let's go check them out. We caught up with them at 3rd and Main, lit them up with the red lights. They just stopped in the middle of the street. I walked up on the passenger side, and the glove box door was standing open, and there were several packages of Pall Mall cigarettes laying on the open glove box door. I asked the passenger to step out of the car, and he did. Calm, quiet. John asked the driver to step out of the car, and he did. He said, go around and see that man over there talking about me. He came over there, and John walked around and asked the driver, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke? And the guy said, Camel, maybe Camel. I don't remember exactly, but it was not Pall Mall's. John said, well, what are those Pall Mall cigarettes doing there? And the guy, who had been maybe three-quarters turned toward John, turned away from him as he was answering, I don't know. And John reached out and pulled his shoulder, turning around facing, and his shirt popped open, and cigarettes just flew all over the place. The two guys had burglarized the bar and had stolen everything, including a coin box that had been on the bar for donations to one of the major diseases. They went to court and pled guilty to the burglary, and the judge was outraged that they'd stolen the charitable donations, and they were sentenced to the maximum second-degree burglary, which at that time was 7 years in the penitentiary. Now, fast forward a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 years, I was still working midnights, but I was a general assignment detective, and I heard a young officer come on the radio and ask for a record check on a man, and I recognized the name. He was one of those two guys. And I said, where do you have him? He told me. It was at 2nd in Detroit. I went over there, and sure enough, it was the same guy, and he's driving a new Lincoln Continental. I asked him if he remembered me, and he said that he did, vaguely. I asked him where he got the car. Long story short, he had been released from the penitentiary in McAllister that day, rode a bus to Tulsa, went to a bar, had several beers, walked down to 8th and Boulder, stole the Bishop's Lincoln limousine, and got from 8th and Boulder to 2nd in Detroit before he got stopped.
Wow.
And he asked for a trial and went back to the penitentiary on that auto theft charge.
Amazing.